This year, Pride Month ends with what might be the largest Pride event in history. The World Pride Parade will take place in New York for the first time this year, making what is already one of the largest Pride events in the world, New York City's Pride Parade, even bigger. New York's parade this Sunday is organized by the nonprofit Heritage of Pride. The event has corporate sponsors, including Target, JetBlue, TD Bank. And some are arguing that these sponsorships allow corporations to engage in so-called pinkwashing, glossing over some of their not-so-queer-friendly actions. And they say that as a result, Pride events have lost the activist feel of the Stonewall riots also 50 years ago. The Reclaim Pride Coalition is here to change that. They're organizing the Queer Liberation March on the very same day in New York. There will be no corporate floats or police officers. And they say they're marching in solidarity with other oppressed groups to demand social and economic justice worldwide. Norman Siegel is the attorney for the Reclaim Pride Coalition, former executive director of the New York Civil Liberties Union. Norman, welcome.
Well, thank you, Robin.
And let's talk a little bit about this, because this is the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall riots. This is when people at a gay bar, the Stonewall in New York, fought back for the first time after yet another police raid on the bar. The New York City Pride Parade people say that they are commemorating the Stonewall riots. The Reclaim Pride Coalition is making some claim there as well. What's the connection?
Well, the June 69 Stonewall Uprising and the first marchers were about freedom to be who you are and to take pride in that. The Reclaim Pride Coalition that I represent wants to make sure that Stonewall 50 lives up to the spirit of what happened in the streets of New York City 50 years ago. So we're going to march again. We're going to go through the historic route going up 6th Avenue into Central Park. And from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock, we're going to have a First Amendment political rally. And we're going to talk to the issues that are still present today, the homophobia, the stereotyping, in a very political manner.
Well, but you know, a lot of people are arguing that this corporate support of Pride is a sign of success and progress. 379 companies urged the Supreme Court to support same-sex marriage in 2015. These are companies openly stating with their floats and their corporate sponsorship that they're supporting the gay community. The police are wearing their own, you know, vests indicating that they're, in fact, a member of the community. Isn't that a good thing?
It's one step in a larger picture. But my clients believe that this is not the time, especially on the 50th anniversary when the world will be watching, to have an effect a Mardi Gras. It's not the time to be partying out in the streets, but to focus on the continuing struggles and the challenges that we face. My clients believe that we need to continue the fight for civil rights so that one day an individual's sexual orientation will be no longer a barrier to full and true equality. We haven't gotten there yet. And so when you're a member of the trans community and the police still stereotype those folks and they arrest them and they harass them, that's not acceptable. Mm-hmm. When people still are being discriminated based on their sexual orientation, when people walking down the street, men holding each other's hands, women holding each other's hands, and people begin to stare at them and look at them like there's something unusual, we're still not in the position of full and true equality. So we need to continue to make that point. You know, I worked in the civil rights movement in the South in the 60s, and that struggle continued. And even though we made progress, we still had to continue. We're continuing today on the issues of racism. The same thing with regard to the LGBT community.
Well, and reading in Out magazine that the thinking is, you know, no uniform cops in our parade, no corporate floats. But what about, you know, people just joining in? Can anybody just join in?
Yes. Our folks were very insistent when I negotiated for the right to march on 6th Avenue in New York City, that we don't have the middle barriers out on the sidewalk. So as we're marching up 6th Avenue and people are watching, we could say to them, join us. Come on in. Be part of this movement. Even if you're not a member of the LGBT community, we need supporters. We need allies. Come on in. That's the kind of spirit that we want. And with regard to the corporate presence, the feeling is that the corporations change the tone and therefore The Reclaim Pride people took the position that they don't want corporate floats. This is not a Mardi Gras. This is a political First Amendment peaceful activity.
So, Norman Siegel, we understand you're working for the ACLU in the South when the Stonewall Inn riots happened. Do you remember that impact?
Oh, yes. The Stonewall uprising and those first marches were about people expressing their freedom to who they were and to take pride in that. And it has been and continues to be a struggle and a challenge to achieve true and full equality. Let's hope that June 30th, 2019 is a day that will be remembered as continuing and expanding the liberation and pride that filled the streets of New York City 50 years ago.
Norman Siegel, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.
And again, Norman Siegel is attorney for the Reclaim Pride Coalition.